Chapter 8 The Robin Who Showed the Way. Martha was back at work in the morning, her cheeks redder than ever, and in the best of spirits. She was full of stories of the delights of being home with her family.
"They did like to hear about you," said Martha.
"They also had a million questions about the people of India. I couldn't tell them enough."
"I'll tell you a great deal more before your next day out," Mary said.
"So you will have more to talk about. I dare say they would like to hear about riding on elephants and camels."
"My word," cried a delighted Martha. "That would set them clean off their heads. Would you really do that, miss?"
Mary nodded solemnly.
"Did Dickon like hearing about me?"
"His eyes nearly started out of his head, they got that round," answered Martha. "But Mother worried about you being all alone so much. She told me I should do my best to cheer you up."
"You do cheer me up," Mary said. "I like to hear you talk."
Suddenly, Martha hurried out of the room and returned with something held behind her back.
"I've brought you a present."
"A present?"
"A peddler came by our door, and Elizabeth Ellen saw that he had a skipping rope with a red and blue handle. Mother thought it was just the thing for you. It'll make you strong."
"What do I do with it?" Mary asked curiously.
"Do they not have skipping ropes in India?"
Martha cried out, "Watch me, and I'll show you what it's for." Martha ran to the middle of the room. She took a handle in each hand and began to skip and skip and skip. Mary stared at her, and the odd faces in the portrait seemed to stare at her as well. But Martha did not even see them. She went on skipping and counting as she skipped until she reached 100.
"I could skip longer than that when I was 12, she said. "But I wasn't as fat then as I am now, and I practiced."
Mary got up from her chair, nearly bursting with excitement.
"Do you think I could ever skip like that?"
"You just try," Martha said. "You'll skip a little more each time you try."
"Thank you. Thank you."
Mary raced outside with the skipping rope. She was not very clear with it at first, but she liked it so much she didn't want to stop. Mary counted and skipped until her cheeks were quite red. She skipped around all the gardens and round the orchard. Before she got halfway down the path near the wall to the secret garden, she saw the robin swaying on a long branch of ivy.
"You showed me where the key was yesterday," she said, skipping to stop. "You ought to show me the door today, but I don't believe you know where it is."
The robin flew from his swinging spray of ivy to the top of the wall. He opened his beak and sang a loud trill, just to show off. One of the little gusts of wind rushed down the walk. It was strong enough to wave the branches of the trees, and it was more than strong enough to swing the bit of ivy hanging from the wall. Mary jumped toward the wall. This she did because she had seen something under the ivy. A round knob was covered by the leaves hanging over it. It was the knob of a door. She put her hands under the leaves to pull and push them aside. The ivy was a loose and swinging curtain. The robin kept singing and twittering away as if he were as excited as she was. Mary found the lock of the door. Mary put her hand in her pocket
and drew out the key. It fit the keyhole perfectly. It took two hands to turn the key in the rusty lock, but it did turn. Mary looked up and down the walk. No one was coming. No one would know. She opened the door slowly and slipped through it, closing it behind her. She was standing inside the secret garden.